opinions of Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Jimmy Garoppolo signed a huge contract with 49ers. He went on a date the other night. I don't think who a person dates is anybody's business. You know, I would think he'd have better taste.
You're saying she's not hot?
You saying she is?
Not saying she's not. You're a pass on that.
Oh, a hard.
If you were an owner, would you not now question your quarterback's judgment?
I think I would honestly bring him in and say, Jimmy, you're a good-looking guy. You're making us question your decision-making here.
I wrote that Ken Giles got sent down and we may never see him up again. It had a whole lot less to do with him dropping an F-bomb on his way off the mound than his inability to get people out all the time.
I think Ken Giles is going to be back eventually. I think the Astros need him to be good. Because of the investment they have in him, they'll at least bring him back and try.
What investment do they have in him?
Relative to most of the relievers, he's pretty well paid.
Yeah, but that's not a lot.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
No, Fred Fowler. 2 hours in the books. Jerome Solomon subbing in today, wrapping up the Fred Free Week.
Oh, yes.
Special celebration for A.J. Hoffman. And we'll pour some out for you because, you know, you got to come back here Monday.
Running around here free. The Fredless Horseman I've been all week.
Indeed. And he's in Canada enjoying himself, I'm sure. And he'll come back and regale you with tales of the Great North.
That's right.
He's on the other side of the wall right now.
Yep.
Fred Fowler will be back on...
He'll probably be back Monday? On Tuesday because chances Monday? Are good his flight will be delayed because he's, you know, trying to get a flight out of Canada.
No, you do that on purpose when you don't want to go back to work, too. You know, you fake it.
Right.
So, Fowler, if y'all really want... But he's the boss, so you can't, like, call him on it.
He's not my boss, though.
He's a boss.
He's a boss. No,
nobody else will check him on it.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
I honestly don't even know who my bosses are. I know Mr. Gal's my boss. I'm pretty sure Todd is my boss. But I think that's it. Is that it for me, John?
Todd's not your boss.
My boss? Todd's my boss,
Todd runs
right?
a different department. He's not in programming.
I mean, ultimately, we all have only one boss.
One boss.
Yeah.
Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Exactly. Don't besearch his name.
I knew that's where you were going. But we have bosses in the building, too.
Yeah, I would say everyone has one boss here, and it's David.
Okay. So does that mean, like, if anybody else tells me to do something, I can give them double rods? And
No.
Who am I not allowed to give double rods to around here?
I would say, I don't know. I guess David, Laura.
Only because Laura's the HR lady. Like, you can't give double rods to the HR lady.
Well, yeah, that's,
she's not a boss,
that's
right?
That's the wrong department to mess with.
Yeah. I would say you probably shouldn't do that to Esme.
She's the front desk lady. Like, you're just talking about, like, being rude to people. Why would I do that?
Yeah. But when's the last time someone here...
When's the last time Esme said,
you've been here a long time, but when's the last time anyone here... got in to cuss somebody out and did not get fired. Didn't have to be a boss. When was there a good cussing match of late? I mean, that did involve AJ.
It had to be, I mean, it was.
Oh, does that erase a whole bunch of.
It does.
All right. Besides me, probably Salisbury, huh? When he was here?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Salisbury would go off on paper. He'd get into it with some folks around here. He's a no nonsense dude.
Yeah,
and he wouldn't put up for shenanigans, and they were like they would take it and go, all right,
yes sir, John,
you got it.
John was big too.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I think he tried to intimidate people with that.
I think it worked.
Yeah,
yeah.
And that's why you're an MMA guy, so you can get away with that too.
Nobody's intimidated by me around here.
Is there a little person walking around here? You know, like Polillo. He's relatively new here. Is he walking around cussing people out?
Because he's Charlie Polillo.
Yeah, he can pull it off.
Well, yeah.
Charlie really doesn't talk to anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, he never has. He's not that kind of guy. He's not real personable.
He's
a nice enough guy whenever you talk to him. He's not rude or anything. He doesn't go out of his way. He won't come up to you and start a conversation. That's for damn sure.
Unless he needs something.
Right. That's what I'm saying. That's not a conversation.
Yeah.
That's a request or a sharing of information. But a conversation is like, hey, John, how's it going? No.
Ken Hoffman, I talked to him about Charlie. I don't know why it came up, but he said, I've known Charlie for about 30 years, and I know nothing about him. Like he said, he considered himself a friend of Charlie Polillo's, but really doesn't know anything about him.
Yeah.
That's how private Charlie is.
Wonder what he's hiding.
I don't know. He's probably a serial
murderer. I bet he's probably pretty good, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
He's a smart enough guy.
Would it shock you if Charlie Polillo had murdered 16 people?
It would shock me.
And dispose of their
bodies. It
would
shock me more if he'd only murdered one.
You know what I'm saying?
If he only did it one time, I'm like, I'd be so disappointed. I'm like, you're better than that.
Yeah, there's no way Charlie's killed just one person.
Right.
If he did it once, he went back for more. It's either zero or a lot.
A lot, yeah. Now, I don't think of him as a murderer. I don't think he's that type of guy.
Right,
but if he's going to be a murderer, he's going to be damn good at it.
But there's a lot of people who didn't think of Ted Bundy as the kind of a guy who could be a murderer. He's a charming fella. You know, he comes across as cordial, and then he bashes you over the head with a log.
See, but Charlie's not charming.
I didn't say that.
I said that to say that he's less likely to be a murderer.
Mr. Polillo, I didn't say that. AJ Hoffman didn't say that, sir.
There's no charm there.
AJ Hoffman.
I've gotten it.
Who is most likely to be a serial killer in the building? In the Gal Media stable? One of those freaky little interns, probably.
Fred is high on the list, right?
No, Fred needs all the fans he can get. He wouldn't kill anybody.
I've never been inside Fred's home. You have, right?
Yes.
Is it the kind of home that could house a killer?
No, he's living all the...
He's got art on his wall. He's got a mural on the freaking wall. True.
Yeah, he commissioned a painting on his wall. So he'd have to be like Christian Bale in American Psycho.
Yeah,
no, he's living the fancy, you know, uptown condo life now. Or Edo condo life.
I don't know who else could be a murderer.
The redhead stepchild intern?
Juggalo Trey?
Yeah.
I don't think he's physically strong enough to do it. He'd have to
drug people and then do something.
Yeah.
No, I think Trey's too nice.
I would have had another answer to this question on Wednesday, but it's different now.
What? You can't go there.
ESPN 975.
ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
All right.
Yeah. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz. On ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
Listen to your chance to win in the name game, where we call two names, and if one of those names is your name, you try to be the first caller and the winner of today's prize, a $50 gift certificate to Massage Heights. Massage Heights provides affordable massages and facials that fit your life. With regular massages, you can relax and revitalize yourself. Visit massageheights.com/Houston to find your retreat and elevate the everyday. The bench gave away today's prize to Joseph, since he was the first caller.
Congratulations,
not Jose. You know,
was Joseph. Jose? Was Jose?
Congratulations,
also on the
Joseph, for being today's winner.
Do I
ever have a Jose? Do they ever have a, you know?
Well, usually
Carlos?
It'll be Joseph,
do they ever have
or
a Deshaun. You know, or is it always Joseph?
It's usually Joseph,
Avery,
Joseph, you know? Or Jerome.
There's been no Jerome.
There's been a Jerome.
There's been no Jerome.
Yes, there has.
No Jerome.
There's been a number of
no Lamont.
There's been a number of stereotypically black names.
Jerome's not a stereotypically black name.
Absolutely,
it's just stereotypically black to you because I'm black. It's not.
How many white guys are named Jerome?
There's a lot of white Jeromes.
Who's the most famous white Jerome?
I don't know. You'd have to look them up. There's white Jeromes everywhere.
There's not white Jeromes.
Jerome. Saint Jerome was white.
There's not white
Jeromes.
That's
the most famous Jerome of all.
There's not white Jeromes. That's a made-up thing.
Jerome Lee Rice, the greatest wide receiver of all time.
That's like saying there's black guys named
Jerome the Priest. White.
Yeah. All right.
340, born in March 27, 347 AD. Hello. End of conversation. I went to the original Jerome.
Okay.
And since then, they all turned dark. No, Tyrone. See, that's what you're doing. You're confusing me with the other
one. Well,
Rome.
I mean, that's
a given.
That's a given.
That's not even worth debating. I wrote a couple of months ago on this stupid NFL anthem kneeling during protest, that the protest is about racial inequality, police brutality, et cetera, has nothing to do with the red, white, and blue, as it were. But that Donald Trump was so far ahead of the NFL at the time that if it was a football game, he actually needed to take a knee.
He needs to take a knee, yeah. He's running it up.
He's not taking a knee today. He's throwing deep again. And once again, he can't lose. The score is so far in his favor. It's just incredible. And our president tweeted out, what did he tweet out today? That the NFL doesn't have a rule against kneeling in the anthem. The $40 million commissioner should, you know, come down hard on players. And if you kneel, first offense should be you suspended for that game. Second offense, out for the season, no pay. It's the way to do it, darn it.
So
you got to give him credit. He's rolling.
Yeah. Well, doesn't the Dolphins owner sort of agree with him?
That's one of the more fascinating things. If I thought about it earlier, I would have gotten one of the Dolphins that I know to come on the show. There are a couple of Dolphins.
Ryan Tannehill.
There are several Dolphins that have Houston ties, and one a former Dolphin. Who's now with the Giants. He just left as a free agent this offseason, and a current, you know, Dolphin now who's went to Wheatley High School. It'd be interesting to see what their take was. But
another Dolphin, you know, with Houston ties, Brock Osweiler.
Brock Osweiler is a Dolphin. That's
him.
Right. Yeah, we could have got old Brock. Get him some flavor in here. But no, the their owner, Stephen Ross, had initially supported his players and their
that
protest.
Was then.
You know, and he came out in favor of that. And Michael Thomas, who is a from Houston to Aldine High School, went to Stanford. He was a quarterback in the same class with Andrew Luck. But, you know, when he went to college, moved to safety and played DB there. And then he came to the Dolphins and his first game in the league. He's with San Francisco on their practice squad, signed with the Dolphins in midweek. Like Friday, actually, before a game, first game playing against the Patriots and had game-winning interception of Tom Brady. And obviously, he's a Stanford guy, so he's a very sharp young man. He was one of the first players, aside from Colin Kaepernick, to take a knee. And he knew exactly what he was doing and why, mm-hmm. and he knelt during that season and has done a lot of things in the community, a lot of interacting with police and the community, et cetera, in Miami. And like I say, now he's with the Giants this year. But Stephen Ross was supportive of those guys. And now all of a sudden, there's word. Of course, Stephen Ross is now corrected himself. There's word that the Dolphins were going to suspend players up to 4 games for any demonstration during the national anthem for, quote-unquote, what they call proper anthem conduct in the team's official discipline policy. But Ross put out a statement just a little while ago that said that was just a placeholder in the organization's form. It wasn't there permanently. It was just there while they were trying to determine whether or not they wanted to go through with it.
Because that's what most businesses do.
Yeah, you put something there so it'll get out, right?
Right. We're putting this policy in place until we come up with a policy. No, yeah. Normally you just come up with the policy and put it in place.
Yeah, you don't put a policy in the middle of something and act like it isn't until it gets a lot of backlash, and then you jump out and try to defend it. But he just said that one sentence reference to it was not really, it was a mistake. No, it wasn't a mistake. It's not what you think it is.
How long before you think the president threatens the NFL with like government sanctions or something, or threatens the monopoly?
He'll threaten. There's nothing he can do, but he won't do anything. But yeah, no, he's having
fun.
But
the NFL owners and the commissioner, they're afraid of him.
As I've said, if I was this president, I would just start randomly inviting NFL teams to come to the White House.
Like teams that don't win?
What does that have to do with it? I'm just inviting teams who are friends of the president. And what can you do? If the team doesn't show up, the president's like, are you kidding me? I invited them.
Told you.
And if they do show up, yeah. See? I told them to come.
Look at these anti-Americans. Like,
right. I mean, he can't lose. He keep throwing deep. You're way ahead. You can't lose this game.
He's got to figure it out, man.
I mean, it's. I would be having fun with it because the NFL brought it on themselves.
Yeah.
You know, Lamont did ask earlier for me to ask you, what are the odds that Bob McNair will stick his foot in his mouth here over the next 3 weeks? And, you know, there's this thing. And we didn't mention, but the NFLPA and the league is involved in talks right now to try to figure out what to do about the anthem, because the NFLPA said you can't just implement a policy without it being part of the collective bargaining agreement, as the NFL tried to do, which is another dumb move on their part. They keep making dumb move after dumb move. It's incredible.
Well, that's pretty NFL-ish.
Yeah, but they're so strong, and they've been so strong for so long, they've gotten away with every dumb move they've made. And
they'll get away with this.
Yeah.
They get away with everything. They're good.
Yeah, but eventually it starts to eat at you, and it's gotten to the point where much of their offseason is negative news as opposed to just news. Like the NBA offseason, as crazy and as wild as it is, people are entertained by it. The NFL is just, it's not entertaining you offseason, and they're going to mess around, and people aren't going to be entertained in season. Then they'll have somewhat of a problem. They'll never have as huge a problem as people are making it out to be, I don't think, until somebody dies on the field, which could happen.
Do you think that the like NFL owners are going to basically say, if we do nothing, this faction of our audience is going to be pissed off? If we do something, this faction is going to be pissed off. Do you think NFL owners will individually weigh what they think their franchise will tolerate?
They're already doing that, and that's the mistake that they've made. They're working around what they think the audience wants to hear, and that's led them down this ridiculous road. And that's led them into situations where they have players who wouldn't take a knee at all thinking about doing it,
right?
Because the NFL is making them do it almost. Yeah. It's like, no, if they hadn't said a word about the anthem this offseason, the first game of the season this year, not one player was going to do anything, because nobody was doing anything last year.
Yeah.
And nobody was taking a knee. You already ran Colin Kaepernick out of the league. You know, you banished him from it.
Right.
It was going to be over. And you certainly wouldn't have had Donald Trump tweeting about it, because he'd have nothing to tweet about. But you put it back in the news, and you allow him to do that to you. 713-780-ESPN is the number, 713-780-3776. We have time to grab Will here before we do that?
Sure.
Sure.
Go ahead, Will. Sports to you.
Hey, sports gentlemen.
Sports.
I got a quick White Jerome story for you.
All right.
So my very white wife, her father's middle name is Jerome. So when we were dating, she always said that she wanted to name our first son after her dad and name him Jerome. We debated and discussed and went back and forth over and over and over. One night we're at a bar talking about it with our friends, and there's all, no white guys are named Jerome, et cetera, et cetera. About 10 minutes later, a guy walks over. He was like, excuse me, what are y'all talking about? So we told him, this is a white guy in his 50s, pulls his ID out of his wallet, and sure enough, his name was Jerome.
Well, I'll be
so
damned.
She proved her point.
They exist. I found a list.
And what they do, though, many of them, they call themselves Jeremy, but we know they're Jerome.
I've got a list of the 20 whitest boy names and the 20 blackest boy names. This is from ABC News. This isn't from some random hokey website. The 20 whitest boy names. Jake is number one.
Your son's
my son.
Name is Jake.
Yeah. This is basically like reading the lineup card from my kid's baseball team. Jake, Connor, Tanner, Wyatt, Cody, Dustin. Dustin's a super white name.
Cody,
Luke, Jack, Scott, Logan, also super white.
Barry,
Cole, Lucas, Brad. Jacob, Garrett, Dylan, Garrett. Maxwell, Hunter for sure, Brett, and Colin. You want the blackest names?
Oh, Lord.
Deshaun.
Deshaun's right at the top. Yeah.
DeAndre. Marquise. Darnell. Terrell. Malik. Trevin. Tyrone. Willie. Dominique. Demetrius. Reginald. Jamal. Maurice. Jalen. Darius. Xavier. Terrence. Andre. And Daryl.
They're white Daryls. I mean, Daryl, yeah. Daryl, and Daryl.
Yeah. Daryl, I think, is pretty...
That's a NASCAR name. I mean, hell.
Yeah.
You can't... You know, I mean, there's 15 well, like Daryls said, on the
like
circuit.
Scott. I don't think Scott is a white name. I think there's black dudes named Scott. Probably not as many as there are white dudes.
Last name.
Yeah.
That's a black last... Well, it's a slave name.
Maxwell. Max. Are there a lot of black dudes named Max?
No. Yeah, there's the one singer, Maxwell, but, you know, and there's some, it's not popular.
I mean, I think this list is pretty accurate. When's the last time you met a black dude named Tanner?
He's pretty light-skinned, dude.
Oh, that dude. Wouldn't you feel bad? Like,
hey, Tanner.
I would feel bad if a black dude was named Tanner. Like, I would be like, oh, man, that's got to be really awkward.
Imagine the chick that hooked up with him on Tinder. <It's> like, whoa. I wanted this in small.
It's interesting. It's got a little more than I bargained for here. All right, guys, got to tell you about Republic Harley-Davidson. I'll tell you about their great customer service. It's number one in the market, customer satisfaction numbers. They have superior customer service. They've got an entire team to support the valued customer, and that's what they do. They value you. Come in and visit the friendly, reliable, experienced staff. Check out all the great models that they've got. A ton of new and a ton of pre-owned Harleys in stock. Bike night coming up July 21st, 2018. Join them for a fun summer bike night, 6 to 9 p.m., The midnight release is going to be playing, free food, free drinks, door prizes, and free demo rides, and a great time with other Harley enthusiasts only at Republic Harley-Davidson. While you're there, register to win a new 2018 Harley-Davidson they're going to give away at the last bike night in October. Guys, let them show you why Republic Harley-Davidson is Houston's number one Harley dealer. There's a ton of Harley dealers closer to my house than Republic. I don't care. I drive by them because I know Republic's going to take care of my bike. Stop in and visit them, 12707 Southwest Freeway in Stafford, just outside the Beltway, or online, always open at republichd.com.
Take me to church, I worship like a dog at the shrine of your life. I'll tell you my
dream. You going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
Welcome back in. Hey, let's jump in and do a quick Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
This is not your likely tale. It's of a one Daniel Raymond Webb Jackson, a 31-year-old, who was jailed for 10 months and fined about $500 in American money, but he's from New South Wales, Australia, for breaking the law. What law did Daniel break? Daniel was caught having carnal relations with someone's horse.
Oh, horse.
Well, but Daniel pleaded not guilty to said
crime. Okay, well, that's good. I would hope so.
Well, he didn't say he was innocent of the act. He just said that
it shouldn't be criminalized?
No. He said she forced him.
Oh, it was horse rape.
The filly had smelt his crotch and winked at him, said Daniel. She went down on him, and then she winked at him. What was the guy supposed to do?
Oh, boy.
And the trainer and his staff thought something a little fishy was going on, so they installed TV cameras in the stables.
They thought there was horseplay going on?
They thought it they thought it was a little suspicious and disturbances over the previous month. So then they caught the act on camera, he was arrested following a brief little scuffle with the police. And the trainer said, you know, he'd been preparing his horse, 2-year-old filly, for a race, and she's no longer the same after this traumatizing experience. He explained, and quote the trainer, "She is only a little 2-year-old. The filly went from being quiet to just being highly strong."
Yeah, but I mean, how old is that in horse years? Because you're making him sound like a pedophile.
He sounds like a pervert. He's less of a pervert if it's an adult.
I mean, let's
she's not a foal.
Okay.
Is a foal female and male?
Or? I don't know. I mean, what is she?
It's a baby horse.
A late teens horse? What'd you call it?
What, you think she's legal? She's at least above age.
Okay, then.
Let's give him that credit then.
That, you know, this isn't
And she did wink at him.
This isn't have this like he probably saw. Well, there's hair. That means.
I knew this was gonna go somewhere. I didn't know it was gonna go there.
I mean, I just think that this guy's already got enough pervert action being thrown at him. Let's at least, but not make it sound like he's a. Not only into bestiality, but also a pedophile.
That would be really sick.
Right.
I mean, like, how sick could a guy be?
Yeah.
And she did egg him on. She nudged him.
She started it. That's how it always happens with younger horses.
That's enough of this joke.
They're always
of the day,
like, my dad won't be home.
Wink, wink.
I don't even know my dad. He's had, like, kids from 1,000 different moms. I've got real daddy issues. Daddy horse issues.
Ride me like Seabiscuit. Hop on, Danny boy. That's disgusting.
Oh, yeah. What a pervert.
Let's see. How old is a horse in horse age?
We don't condone horse sex. Even consensual horse sex on this show is frowned upon.
2 years old in horse years, I'm told. Human age, 13.
Oh, he's disgusting.
Sick Danny. We'll leave
gross.
It at that. That's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day. Or maybe
John,
it's not.
John, this is where you play the outro music to the Gem of the Day. Who's in there distracting you? Who the hell is that? What's going on?
The Gem of the Day. It's
talking about
the Gem of the Day.
Talking about what stuff?
Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Dude, he can't wait till a break?
It's very important.
Is that an intern?
No. He works here. It's Jerry.
Oh.
He's for real?
I just saw someone walking around in there, and he's like, John's distracted from the show.
Well, you guys are in the middle of talking about horse sex.
Yeah, and then we finished.
There's only so much horse sex you can go. You can't go on that forever, John.
Right, and then we finished it, and we started, like, we were waiting to get the outro, and you were just like,
and you left us hanging.
I'm not going to play that outro, because I'm going to talk to this dude about his shift tomorrow.
That's my bad.
I'm going to talk to Jerry instead of paying attention to the show.
What's Jerry's real name? Jerome?
No, it's Jerry.
Nobody's named Jerry.
His name's Jerry.
He's got a real, that's short for something. It's like Gerald or Geraldine or something.
He says nay. It's not short for anything.
It's just Jerry.
He said nay?
He did.
Jeez.
Very nice.
All right,
Jerry.
Let me tell you guys about Carbach. The OG recipe for Hop Delusion is back. Loaded with Mosaic and Simcoe hops, a little bit of Citra. This is the Imperial IPA that put Carbach on the map for hopheads. Great beer. One of the best beers you'll find. They've got a ton of summer beers out right now, too. Staycation, Tasty Waves, the Weekday Warrior Session IPA. Love Street, another great summer beer, but you can enjoy it year-round, of course. They've got a summer menu to go along with the great menu they always have. Maybe you're looking for something a little more seasonal. Smoked chicken salad, the Hatch chili mac and cheese. How about a barbecue brisket sandwich? And Wednesday nights, Music to Your Beer Wednesdays. They've got multi-genre music every Wednesday night from 7 to 9. Free to attend. You just pay for your beers. Take your dog out there. Have a good time listening to some tunes. Going to be a great time. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Pick up your favorite Carbach beer today. Or tell your bartender to please make it a Carbach.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
All right, guys, let me tell you about Tri-Eagle Energy. There are a lot of energy providers out there. There's a lot of different offers from those guys. They'll say, how about free weekends? How about free days? How about a cash bonus? How about the first week of every month for free? And that sounds good, and you may have fallen for that because when you first hear it, it sounds delightful. But then months later, you find out that all of a sudden you're paying a higher rate than you signed up for, or they're tacking some additional fees onto your bill. What's going on with that? You know where you don't get that? Tri-Eagle Energy. They keep it simple. The rate you see, that's the rate you pay. There's no gimmicks. There's no minimum usage fees. There's no charges for going over a certain amount of electricity. It's just good, honest business from a good, honest, born-in-Texas company. Give them a call, 877-93-EAGLE, or log on to TriEagleEnergy.com. Use promo code ESPN for an additional discount. Make sure you do it soon. Electricity rates are going to spike. They're going to be at their peak in August. Get in now while you still can. 877-93-EAGLE, or log on to TriEagleEnergy.com. Promo code ESPN, PUCT license number 10064.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Here at Gal Media, we love to party, and since we've been having a great run and our stations keep growing because of you, our listeners, we've decided to throw you a party. Win an invitation for two to come to the Gal Media Listener Appreciation Party. That's August the 2nd here in the offices at Gal Media World International Headquarters. It's one of those awesome all-inclusive parties where you show up and we do the rest. You'll have the opportunity to talk football, film with the bench, try to stump Charlie, pop a shot with the usual suspects, or play poker with the Blitz. Only one way to get in, win an invitation. Listen every day to every show for your chance, or come on out to one of the events that we're doing live because we're giving them away on site too. And right now we'll give away two tickets to the Listener Appreciation Party. It's a private invitation only here. And instead of caller two for the two-year-old filly, how about 13, which the filly would have been if the filly was a girl, which would still be disgusting. But caller 13, 713-780-3776.
Julie says, major debate, did you ever say that Bregman had burner accounts on Twitter? I never said that. I don't believe that. I mean, I've never heard of him having burner accounts. All I've said is that he
gets burned. He DMs
fans on occasion. Mm-hmm. And
he's a little sensitive on Twitter.
Yeah, he's kind of a crybaby on Twitter. But I don't think he ever does it from a secret account. I think he pretty much owns what he's got going on.
Yeah, I'm not one of those people who think athletes shouldn't fight back when they want to. I mean, it's easy to say they should be above it. I don't disagree with that necessarily.
But should athletes go into fans' DMs and say, my life is much better than you, I'll just go to bed on my pile of money? Isn't that kind of a weird thing to say to a fan?
I don't have a problem with that.
Okay.
I mean, that's...
I wouldn't do that, but I'm
saying, like, I mean, that's... And I don't think fans should have just the run free-for-all to say and do whatever they want to say to people and never have any blowback.
You know why Bregman came at me?
No.
Because I said that the Astros should trade him for Chris Sale 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he got after me on Twitter.
I don't have a problem with that.
Really?
Yeah. What? I mean, I really don't. It's like he's supposed to just let anybody say anything they want about him.
It's not like I'm smack talking him.
Well, yeah,
I just had an opinion.
No, you're saying that he's not good enough. That's what you're saying.
Nope. I'm just saying Chris Sale's better than him.
Right, exactly. So he's not good enough. If he were better, you wouldn't say that.
Well, at the time, the Astros didn't have Justin Verlander. They didn't have Garrett Cole.
I'm not saying it was a bad take. But what I'm saying is, if I'm Bregman, you're telling me that they need somebody better than you. So I don't have a problem with him saying
it wasn't that they need somebody better than you. Yeah. It's just that Alex Bregman, you're not a great starting pitcher.
Like I said, don't defend the position. I agree with you.
Okay.
But my point is, I don't blame him for being bothered by that. If I said they should
trade him for another third baseman, I could see him, you know, wanting to defend
himself.
You're
just saying trade me.
I'm saying trade an apple for an orange, and he's like, F you don't know how good apples are, bro.
Yeah, because he thinks he's the best fruit.
Yeah, but I've got a vitamin C deficiency. I need oranges.
Again, but... Why is that a problem that he wants to stand up for himself? Imagine how you'd rip him if he said, you're right, dude, they should trade me for a pitcher. You'd be like, what a loser this guy is. See what I'm saying? So he's a loser either way.
I get it. I just think it's unfair. Anytime you get into the DMs of fans, it's one thing to say something back to me on Twitter, and he didn't DM me because I don't follow him, so he just added me and said his piece, which is fine.
Yeah.
But and then he deleted it, which is not that fine, but okay. And then he got into fans' DMs and started talking to him about how much better his life is than theirs. That just seems like kind of crappy to me. I don't know.
Oh, I didn't say it wasn't crappy. I'm just saying I don't have a problem with it.
Okay.
It's like, hey, man, that's too bad you're you and not me.
Yeah.
Because the reason many fans would get at a guy like him is because their life is crappier than his.
Yeah.
They're jealous.
No, that's true.
They wish they were him.
Yeah.
And that's like, well, if you're that way, I'm gonna call you on it. Because, yeah. I mean, I just don't think athletes should, that thing, oh, they should just take it. They make so much, they're just supposed to take it. No. Why? They make so much, they ought to be able to do maybe get away with more of coming back at people. I'd much rather a guy be real about it. You know what I'm saying?
Then just
be quiet and only spoke when spoken to and sign every autograph and just take it when the media rip them to shreds. No, I'd much rather be like the old days. Let me throw a quick story. How great would it be if Bob McNair tried to whip my ass and knock me on the ground and threw punches at me and I had to kick him in the nuts and Roger Goodell pulled him off of me?
Oh, I would like that.
That's happened. The commissioner of the AFL had to pull Bud Adams up off of the columnist for the Houston Post.
I like that.
That's good stuff. That stuff doesn't happen
but
anymore.
What I'm saying with Bregman, if you're going to say that to a fan, at least say it on the open forum.
He didn't want to embarrass the guy.
If you say that in a DM, that guy's definitely screenshotting the DM and posting it anyway.
Yeah, you might as well put it
Yeah, you might as well put it public.
Indeed.
Hey, thank you, Jerome.
Fred free week for you.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me today. Appreciate it. What is it? Next Friday? Next Monday. Fred Fowler is back.
That's right.
Have a great weekend out there, Houston. Stay sportsy. You know what's... It's Friday, Friday. Gotta get down on Friday.
This is ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.